goodness. Here we are.
Hello. Welcome to Brain Candy, episode 453. Sarah, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Suze. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Yeah, it's almost fall. Well, I guess it is technically. What is it technically fall?
Oh, I looked this up the other day.
What's the
September, it's either 21st or 22nd.
Okay,
this
so
year.
It's not technically fall.
Yes. Let me see. First day of fall. Let's see if the internet concurs. Oh, it's September 22nd. I was right, my first guess.
Okay. I think it's
Nailed
one of those
it.
Things where the year sucks so bad that everyone's sort of like, is it fall yet? Like, we want it to go faster, kind of.
Well, here's what Ren and I decided is the only logical thing to do. Go heavy on the holiday decorations. And here's why. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing marking the changing of time, like passing of time. It feels like Groundhog's Day every day. And we're like stuck inside and we're like not going out because, you know, we live in a freaking busy city. And and also because there's a pandemic going on.
Do you think maybe you'll bust out the spooky stuff early?
We were talking about it yesterday, and he was like, oh, yeah, we need to go. Here's what we do. We do, like, light fall, like, kind of, like, you know, transitioning into fall, and then we go heavy spooky, and then we go back to more, like, a classic fall for, like, the November, and then we were totally talking about this yesterday, and he was like, yeah, let's kick it off, like, mid-September, and in my mind, that, like, translated to mid-October, because I was like, he wouldn't say September. That's, like, right now. And then I was like, well, I was thinking like October 1st. He goes, or we can wait. And I was like, wait a sec. Wait, what did you say? He was like, September. I was like, yeah, let's roll with that. We're doing that one.
Yes. Okay, good.
And I'm like so excited. We spent a considerable number of minutes talking outside last night on our balcony while sipping wine about how we were going to decorate for Halloween and like how we're going to replace because there are really great like online like Etsy shops right now. Well, all the time where people take beautiful photographs and like cool spooky stuff, and you can download the files, you know, and like just print them.
Yeah,
like, freaking print them from your printer. Get them printed at like I've got Kinko's downstairs. What else? And and we're gonna replace like all of our picture frames with like spooky photos.
Wow, I mean, you must be so happy that you found someone who jives with you on that level.
I mean, Annie Camps? Come on.
Annie what?
Camps.
Right.
Come on.
He loves games.
I mean, it's perfect. It's a match made in heaven, I'm telling you. Like you say, I better not fuck this up.
No, for real. But I know you won't because that's like not what you do.
Yeah.
You're the opposite. You cling on for dear life forever.
Oh, for dear life. I'm like, not letting you go.
And I have to be like, Sarah, wrap it up. But in this case, I will never say that because it really is a perfect match.
Oh, thank you.
And I wouldn't say it if it weren't true.
It is. I think about that every day. I'm like, oh, yes, he's my puzzle piece. He's my perfect person.
Is there any way that you guys are opposites? Because I can't even think of an example of that.
Like
maybe your sleep habits.
I've changed. Well,
you have come a long way. I know.
I have, but I do. I think when we have a house, I might have to go back because I do notice that I'm like the most creative between the hours of midnight and like 3 a.m. And that's where I'm like heavily artsy, like super crafty. And when, you know, you can't really do that in a small apartment when, you know, your partner's sleeping
there. You can't be getting out the sewing machine and stuff.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't. So that and like, I mean, yeah, like really not in any ways.
That's so good. I'm just happy for you.
No, we like the same movie too. Yeah. I mean, differences are great and everything. I will say we're like, when the dishes are dirty, he likes to leave them on the counter and I like to put them in the sink. That's about it.
Right. Like there are differences and quirks and stuff, but there's nothing that I would say you're humans. Opposite, like odd couple.
Yeah. No opposites. Yeah. No. Oh yeah. Not like, you know, he's indoorsy, I'm outdoorsy, or he's like...
Well, and you're both social.
Yes, definitely.
Like, whereas Adam is quiet and I'm not, you know.
Yeah. Oh, but no, Adam is not... Here's the thing. Adam in the... Like, when we're hanging out, he's super so... And he's so freaking funny. He just, like, needed the right audience, people who would actually appreciate him. And
yeah,
now,
his policy is, like, he does not cast his pearls to swine.
Right, and that's a good policy.
It's a good policy.
So I'm, like, throwing him at everyone. Pearls, pearls, pearls for all.
Right, take me for everything I'm worth.
come tune into my show of pearls.
Right. Whereas he's very discerning and won't show you his cards, which I think is good.
Yes.
Okay. You know how I have a bird obsession?
Yes.
Well, I read this fun article that said that when birds are high on opioids.
First question. Who's getting birds high?
Go on.
Go on.
When birds are high on opioids, they sing like jazz.
Get out.
Yeah.
Okay. This is really. Well, yeah. And it kind of like makes you wonder.
About jazz musicians.
Well, like, even if it's just, okay, for example, Van Gogh, although he's, like, not necessarily the pioneer of Impressionist art, his art kind of evolved into, or devolved or evolved, well, kind of both, into being something that was almost like a reflection of his mental illness.
Yeah.
And then everybody copied that.
Right.
So could music played by an artist that's under the influence and everybody's like, whoa, that's cool.
I'm sure that's happened.
Then inspire that.
I bet that's most music.
I bet that's probably a lot of creative stuff.
Right.
Well, this is why I got to stay up till 3 a.m., people.
Right. You got to sing jazz, baby.
Not because I'm crazy or taking opioids. Opioids. Just to let the record show. Just because, like, I could be creative.
Well, they were trying to discern whether... they were trying to figure out why birds sing, right? So they know that they might be marking their territory or protecting their nest or... Or communicating with other birds, some sort of message like, hey, there's food over here, whatever.
Oh, but my God, I never thought about why the heck they do that.
Well, they wanted to know, do they also sing when they're happy? Or is it just communicating?
That's like what I thought they were doing, is just singing when they were happy.
Okay, so you assumed...
That's like the only communication I thought they were doing. Well, it sure as heck sounds happy.
It does, but you didn't think they were talking to each other? It was just like, a solo thing?
Like mating... happy
mating,
or
makes
sense. Yeah, because you know, like when a dolphin's just like hanging out and like swimming around, and he's like,
oh, you know, well, maybe they're communicating too.
For sure, they all are. Yeah, so yeah, like mating or like communicating, but also just like humming a happy tune, right? Like
humming a happy tune. Well, it turns out you were right that they do in fact sing when they're just sort of happy. And that's how they tested it. They gave them some happy drugs, and they started chirping away. And
they were
also,
like, chirp.
Yeah, they did like
do a chirp, a chirp, chirp.
Yeah, they were scatting.
They're scatting.
Right.
A tweet, 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 a tweet, tweet, a tweet, tweet, a tweet.
This is what people listen for. Like just Sarah's nonsense.
That's really fun. I also am not on opioids or anything like that right
this
now.
This is just you normal?
This is just regular.
Are you totally sober?
I mean, a lot of caffeine. I did have a lot of caffeine.
Okay.
Yeah, that
usually
happens.
What is your caffeine intake? I'm curious about this.
Sometimes I'm either like all in or not. I totally forgot about it.
Yeah. Like do you get hooked or you just get in a habit or something?
More like in a habit. And then... It feels like if it feels like something to do when I'm just sitting at the desk, you know.
Do you and think often, some people are immune to caffeine? Because my mom swears she is.
No, but I think some people who have who maybe are experiencing the effects of like the same physiological effects because of other things, like maybe they're highly anxious or like that they it's kind of like maybe the difference between zero and like 50% is like very noticeable, but the difference between like 50% and 60% is like very like little notice. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm explaining this well.
Yeah,
but,
and it makes sense because Peg always seems like she's singing jazz. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So
I would say my mom's probably the same too.
Yeah, they're like high energy people.
But then if I told because your mom drinks a lot of caffeine though, right?
Yeah, she loves
it. Okay, because I think both my mom and your mom, if they were to quit cold turkey.
Oh, totally.
It would be, they would, and then if they were to quit cold turkey and then have it.
Yeah.
They would be like, whoa, what is this? Because like the baseline is already, they're just like used to it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did. I quit for like a month. And then right. I had it again, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to actually have a heart attack. I was like, is this what how fast my heart beats regs? Oh shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You can really tell.
So that's, yeah, I could tell, but only if I'm not on it and then come back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yes. All right. So birds are high. Sarah is high. My mom's high. Everybody's high. not really. Okay. So this is my latest obsession is the documentary. I've been waiting months for it to come out. And I even signed up for their newsletter just so I'd know when it was released. Class Action Park. Do you remember me telling you about this?
Action Park. Refresh my memory.
Okay.
Why can I remember everything else we ever talk about?
You'll remember, I think, when I describe it.
Go.
In upstate New York, there was this theme park called Action Park that was like bonkers, right? And this is in the 80s when like we didn't wear helmets and stuff. You know, like things were just real loosey-goosey with safety.
When we were kind of like, to seatbelts.
Right. Seatbelts optional.
Yeah.
And so this park sort of represents that period of deregulation in the U.S. history and also just that sort of nostalgic time period. Mm-hmm. And so the documentary for the first hour is just hilarious and fun because you're seeing all this insanity. This guy, this super rich guy was just like, I describe him as lawless, just sort of like anything goes. And he started out with this slide, a water slide, where you go down and you're in a tunnel, a tube, and it goes completely around like a loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
And spits you out. Mm-hmm. But as you might, if you work through that in your brain, that's not safe at all. Like to go down a dark tube and go upside down around with water all over the place.
Oh my gosh, you go upside. No, that's not safe.
Completely upside down. And when they opened it up.
Oh my God, and then what if you went not fast enough?
Yes. If you were too small, you couldn't go in it. If you were too big, you couldn't go in it. Oh,
for Christ's sake. This and is then, like, so terrifying.
People would get stuck sometimes, so they had this hatch. And one time they opened the hatch and found all these people's teeth in there because like when you go. You go through. Sometimes you'd lose teeth.
Oh my. Stop. That is like one of the most disgusting things that Sarah, you could have said.
Susie, for real.
You're mad at me about the snakes. This is like way worse.
It is way worse because the first, the first hour, everything they say, you're like, oh my God, this is insane. But it's still kind of like fun because people are having a blast and jumping off cliffs and like,
yeah,
they had.
He was a very rich man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a successful businessman, but then he got funding from another rich guy. And combined, it was just like, what?
I swear to God. There's a character on Bob's Burgers based off of him.
There probably is.
The landlord who owns their building but also owns the wharf where all the games are played. And he wears an eye patch and he's like evil. And he like makes and he runs like Ferris wheels and theme parks.
I bet it was.
It's like sounds exactly like it. And it's like East Coast-y.
And so many of the people that were in the documentary talking about it are now, you know, like Jimmy Kimmel, Jackass,
Johnny 100 Knoxville. percent is because all those people have been guest stars on guest voices.
Because they're like kids that grew up in New York.
Oh, my God. That is so cool.
Oh, my God.
But I love this extra more because I know this character from Bob's Burgers. This is hilarious.
I love how you've decided that that is now fact.
No fact. I Your swear. Once again, prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. You can't do it. Okay. So they had a million different slides. They're all, you could fly off of them. Like you'd catch air.
Oh my God. Like,
it was just sort of when you would go, you expected injuries. That's how it was. Mm-mm, mm-mm. And it was completely lawless. It's basically what happens when white men are in charge and have no regulations. And but the thing is, after the first hour, that's when it gets sad because people did perish at this place.
Oh God.
Like, and it truly, they would fly off and die.
Jesus. Have fun at your own risk.
Truly. And then
that's
they would all
terrifying.
Then the owner had set up a fake insurance company.
No.
Yeah. And so you'd sue them and they wouldn't, nothing would happen because it was not a real insurance company. So you were never going to get money. Mm. And, you know, so people lost their kids and stuff, truly.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is a crazy. I do not. I maybe vaguely remember this, but, like, not like this.
It was such a great documentary because it comes.
Where can you find this?
This is on HBO Max. And okay. They have a free trial. So, like, you can, I think 2 weeks maybe free trial. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, get the trial just for this because it is so.
Wow, that's a big, that's like a big statement.
You know why? Because both things are true. Like you see how much fun and how nostalgic and how people talk about it with that sort of twinkle in their eye. Like you get when you talk about your crazy childhood.
Yeah.
And that's a true thing that they've experienced. But for the people whose outcome was different, that's true too and terrible.
Yeah.
So I get it that some people had fun and only got minor cuts and bruises, but other people were maimed and killed and broke bones and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that can't happen. That's
like
not
the,
okay.
The
for, like,
stories.
Because I'm trying to justify like people dying, but like why there would even be an interest to keep a place like that open or why like there would be people who wanted to go to begin with.
Well, you know that feeling you have, like, let's say you're on a normal roller coaster that we talked about in an episode recently, and that feeling of adrenaline and fight or flight, but you know you're safe.
Yes.
So these people had that same sense because you think it must be safe, but they were not right.
Because it's not like this is happening while you can live tweet it and then all of a sudden this park is trending because somebody died and all of a sudden it gets shut down because, oh my God, how could anybody, like, this is like, you wouldn't even know that somebody died on there and then you'd come and you'd visit and, oh my God, that's terrifying.
When, like, people would, like, almost drown and then the lifeguards, instead of saying, like, you can't be in here anymore, they would just put a bracelet on them that said, like, CFS, can't fucking swim. And then you could still go in everything, but they'd know to watch.
Oh my God.
It was insane.
Yeah, lawless, totally.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But anybody that loves sort of that 80s, 90s, like let's look back at how things were bonkers, will love it. But then it's also so interesting to see the business aspect and then the tragedy of it and how families coped with it and the effects of that. It was really fascinating. So watch that.
Because I'm trying to like think like, okay, well, like, you know, rock climbing is really dangerous and like, but you know, when you go do that, that's like part.
But this was,
you know,
like negligence
this
where
like, yes,
you go down a water
like
slide
totally
and there would
different
be like a bolt hanging out and you just,
oh my God. No, that's like my actual, like, I believe I've had this nightmare before. No, for real. Like, I can't with that. Like, that is because I'm a safety, like, I'm super cautious anyway.
Me too.
Like, so cautious. And Ren and I have talked about this. I think it comes from being a camp counselor, you know, because you have to be hyper aware of, like, 1,000,000,000 things that could go wrong. And that it's like you're a parent for 12 8-year-olds for,
well,
like,
do you think most summer camps are safe?
Week. No, it's like the same. Not like that, because it's all the same story.
It's impossible for it to be.
It's impossible, because nature, it's outside. It's like saying, is that climbing that tree safe? Well, no, not really, but, like, do it, you know. Yeah. Like, how safe is anything? We're, like, lighting fires and, you know, like, playing with bows and – not really bows and arrows. Well, actually, yes, archery. I totally did that. So, yeah, I was, like, playing with bows and arrows, but no, we are.
Would you like to hear about a book heist, Why Water Rolls Off a Duck's Back,
or
The Farm Boy Who Invented the Television?
Oh, my God. I know. I'm going to go duck's back.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so this was in, I think, probably Smithsonian Magazine. And it was describing for example, a duck or any kind of aquatic bird has feathers that are different from the aviation style birds. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're called.
Avians.
Oh, avians. Thank you. And so, you
God,
know
I
how,
hope
like,
that's right.
When you see a feather on the ground, it looks a certain way. But if you pull a feather out of your down comforter, it's like different.
Yes.
So
it's like the under whatever, like
yeah,
down kind of stuff.
Like softy little.
Oh,
furry.
I love those.
Yeah. And that stuff keeps it really warm. That's why we use it in our coats and beds and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the feather density is higher on the water feathers. Mm-hmm. And they have more of what they call barbules. And they keep the water and cold air out. But
I can imagine what those are. Those are like the little – each little –
like branches.
Yeah. Like yeah. They're almost like hair, but like not.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And then this is the gross bit.
They
in addition to having feathers that are designed to keep water and cold air out, they also have this gland on their rump that secretes preen oil. And you know how birds
preening
themselves? Yeah.
Oh my God. I know they're taking their ass juice and rubbing it all over their backs. That's what they're doing, aren't they?
Yes. That is what they're doing. So they use this preen oil that comes
ducks
out of
ducks probably smell like shit.
I can't take it.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Right? That's your new thing and I love it. Like instead of admitting that we don't know what we're saying, we're just like, well, prove it.
Well, show me how I'm wrong.
Okay,
that's so like I think also the same approach that the flat earthers have to science. So
right.
I don't know if it's the best thing to do. But. Oh
but
my
it is
gosh,
hilarious.
That's so funny! And like when I see them doing that, I'm like, oh, look at how cute they're like cuddling with themselves.
It
I don't know what
cute,
the hell I'm thinking they're doing. I'm like, they're
it's
like
just butt juice.
Let me clean off my little. Like I was thinking they're like picking little bugs off there. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, that's true too, though. They do preen to keep parasites off of them.
Okay. Oh,
so, yeah,
oh,
you're not wrong.
Which is just gross when you say the word parasite. Everything is gross.
That's what the article said. But they take their beaks, right, and they rub it on their preen gland, and then they spread that oil out. They lube up, man. And it's so important for aquatic birds that they spend 25% of their waking hours preening.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
So there you go.
That's interesting.
Water rolls off a duck's back because it's all fucking oil on it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. And like, ew. What is the... Okay, so vet friends out there.
Yeah.
And possibly groomers could answer me this too. Because like, I go get Bo's bum like taken care of. Like her anal glands.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the same kind
that.
Of anal gland situation? Like, you know, like, I don't know. What I've never seen what comes out. I don't want to. Oh my God, this is disgusting. Why am I talking
about
this?
Not know the answer to that, but I bet that it's not because that the dog kind is smells like fish.
And water, aquatic bird. What the hell do you think a duck smells like? You just don't notice because he lives in a pond. And you're like, yeah, he smells like fish because he's swimming around him.
I mean, Susie. Maybe you're... No, I mean, but I was thinking...
This makes sense.
I was thinking the duck wouldn't want to put its face in that, but maybe you're right. It makes it even better.
My dog clearly doesn't mind.
Oh,
she licks it.
That's...
Sus.
All right.
I'm onto something here. Like...
You're right. They probably
I think I might. Ducks, I really do think... Like, what if I just Googled, do ducks smell bad? What do you think will happen? Do ducks...
That we'll learn that they do.
Smell... Oh, do ducks smell... nope. Do ducks smell bad?
And?
Oh, they sell me ducks meat. I don't want to know about duck meat.
Oh,
I want to know
they
about
think
them
you
want to
know
alive.
About, like, duck... Right. The
yeah.
Meal.
How about do ducks... Mm-hmm. That changes things.
Yeah.
You don't eat ducks. Do ducks smell bad? Oh, let's see. Ducks do not smell or have odor like chickens. Ducks are...
Did chickens have odor? I never
well,
knew that.
Well, it does say 10 reasons not to raise ducks on lifeisjustducky.com.
Well, remember when we had the ducks coming every day? And I'll tell you what a mess.
It does say a lot that says duck smell. How much does...
Well, mm-mm-mm. I'm not going to touch one now that I know about their butt gland.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to need somebody who lives near ducks to go and
yeah,
take
let
a smell.
Us know what's cooking.
We need some people to do some field research for us. It's very important.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you think? Did you read about the OnlyFans scandal with Bella Thorne?
No.
I don't really even know who she is, but I know she's a
Bella
famous
Thorne.
Person.
Yeah, sound familiar. Okay, yes.
Well, she started an OnlyFans, and she was the first person to make $1 million in a day.
Oh,
from her
my
OnlyFans.
God. Duh. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Which, you know, good for her. But the problem was she then, I didn't know how OnlyFans works, but I guess she sent out a message to all of her followers and were like, if you want to open this message, you have to pay $200. Mm-hmm. And usually, and she said that, you know, nude pictures, and that's typically what happens with these messages, that if you want to open it, you're going to get a great nude shot. Mm-hmm. But they opened it, and she was just in, like, lingerie. So then everybody wanted their money back, which you can get on OnlyFans if it's, like, you've been scammed. Mm-hmm. And they were, because they were supposedly getting nudes. So then, as a result, OnlyFans had to change their policy so that the limit on private openings was like $50, and also they were going to hold everybody's money for a month rather than a week, and that hurts sex workers.
Oh.
Right? So now they're being punished because Bella Thorne's an idiot.
Oh my God.
Which is
a bummer. What the hell?
Yeah, and she's like, sorry guys.
Oh my God. Okay, this makes sense because I saw this like thread on Twitter. No, yes, Twitter, where it was people saying like what my OnlyFans really is, and it's like me and pictures of my dog, or like
for real.
No, it was like people were like making a joke, like how does it like you know surprise? Look at my OnlyFans.
Actually,
it's just pictures of me and my dog. Or,
I guess
you know,
if you did that,
artwork
you'd
I
be
did.
In big trouble.
Is OnlyFans really supposed to be all?
Yeah,
like,
I think it's all
nude.
You know, X-rated.
That's like
kind of
understood.
Thing.
It's not like you know.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well. I guess, no. I guess you could make yours different as long as you told everyone
this is what I'm offering you. Oh, so she says, like, I'm giving you nudie pics.
Yes. Open this for a nude and $200.
No. She's the one. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That really does suck for sex workers.
Yeah, I just thought of that. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that puts a lot of fills in a lot of holes for me and things that I saw.
Like what's going on OnlyFans? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what's happening in the? Because I don't know a lot about that. And well, all I know is like you were talking to me about my feet and like saying,
yeah,
you know, would you ever do a foot one?
Yeah, you can
and
do that.
I was just I was thinking like, oh, is it just like people who like, I don't know, want to make exclusive content? But no, it's not that. Okay.
Well, good. It is though. I guess because it could be all feet, which you know, and then. Yeah. Whatever.
But for some people, you know, because right. like any some comedian or some, I heard this somewhere. Anything is porn if you jerk off to it.
Amen. Right. So, like, good point.
Anything. So right.
Yeah. It depends on you.
Depends on what you like. If you're objectophiliac, it's the Eiffel Tower that does it. So yeah. There you go. What you gonna do about that?
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, next up. Okay.
$1 million in one day. I hope she's paying it back.
Well, the $1 million was all legitimate, but then she did the DM separately.
Oh.
And I guess that was just all taken from her and refunded.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine making $1 million in a day?
I can't even imagine making $1 million, Susie.
Especially when it's like just for pictures of your body. My God, that's great.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that. How you live it, work it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if worse comes to worse, I'm not above it.
I know you said that's what you said, and what do you have to say? Like, hey, my tits are down here.
Right, because I said I'd be the only stripper who's like just good at it because she's good at making conversation.
Yeah, you're like talking to them.
Hey, my tits are down here.
You know, you can check out my tits, you know.
Okay, so a brainiac had sent me the book heist story because it was actually a book heist in Pittsburgh, where I'm from.
Oh my gosh.
And at a library that I would frequent when I was in grad school, it's the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. And they have a special room. I think it's called the Olive Room. And Oliver Room. And you go in there if you're interested in really old, valuable literary artifacts and maps and things like that. But when you go in a room like that at a library, you have to sign in.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you have to make appointments. You have
and,
obviously,
like, wear gloves, I bet, right?
Yeah, sometimes if it's, you know, if you're going to touch anything, you have to wear, like, archival gloves.
Wow,
and,
cool.
Leave your bags outside, of course. And there's cameras everywhere. And when you bring the thing back to check it back in, they make sure it's okay. So it's super highly regulated. So when they found that about $8 million in items were missing, they were sort of like, WTF.
WTF.
Because it's almost impossible to take
inside
anything.
Inside job. Yep. Gotta be. I've seen enough Ocean's movies, 11 through 14 or whatever, 9 through 14. I don't even know how many there are.
Yes. And
that's
like,
how you do it.
This bozo, the nerdy little librarian, really just got greedy and thought he could get away with it. And he was like ripping pages out of books and...
No! Yeah, why? Then, for what? That's
well,
like...
If there were valuable maps inside and stuff, he would take those and then he would take books. And he was working with this bookseller who would help him because otherwise, how would
this
you really
This is straight out
it?
Of a movie. This is like...
It is.
This they should make a movie out of this.
Because I had just read about the theft
Too bad the book thief is already taken.
Is that a name of a movie?
I think so. The Book Thief is like a
yeah, they can't call it that. Or Book Thief yeah. 2.
Yeah.
Because I have been reading about the theft of Munch's Scream painting, which was stolen in 2004.
Yeah. Hey, we never talked about this.
No, we haven't.
That was something that you were like, hey, do you want to talk about this? And then I picked something else.
Well, now's the time.
Tell me.
These guys went in with those, full-on masks, but it was during the day, and they just held up the security guard at gunpoint and took it out.
Oh, my God. Hey, I want that.
Yeah, and, like, the museum was open. And
like, the museum was mugged.
Exactly.
It was, like, more than just robbed. It was, like...
And it's bonkers, because 2 years later, they found the paintings with pretty much minimal damage, and people are like, why the hell did they even bother stealing it?
Do you think it's just for the oh my God, what if, I'm going to go crazy conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. What if there is a group of very wealthy people who are playing like, it's like a game, like.
Oh, like a, what do you call that when you do that scavenger hunt?
Yeah, like that.
I mean, that's possible.
I know. I'm not putting anything past anybody.
But presumably, if you're playing a game, you want the prize. And if you're holding...
Yeah, but it's like, just check it off the list. But what if the thing wasn't to actually get that? It was like, steal a priceless art... Like, do a heist. Like, straight up daytime rob a bank.
Okay, but then what
do you get for doing
that? It was
like truth or dare. This was rich guy truth or dare. That's it. With the crew.
Well, that freaking painting is worth $120 million, so they should have just sold it.
They're rich guys. They don't even care.
Right.
That's not part of the game. They don't even care. They're like, I make that.
Sarah's creating museum fan fiction right now.
Totally.
I do find that whole... Because we experience this a lot with, antiquities, biblical artifacts, things like that, and there's a black market for those items. But mm-hmm. It always sort of baffles me, because then what? Then you get it, and then what? Would you just stare at it? Because you can't tell anyone you have it.
Yeah, I think it's like the same, it falls maybe into the same category as like, because it feels kind of narcissistic, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's like big cats and that same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, haha, look what I have that you don't have.
Right. Yeah, maybe, but they can't it's brag like too much, like, or they'll go to jail.
Well, yeah, but I, oh gosh. I bet
with
in
the
their,
big cats,
in this, right,
they like
the right,
showing those off.
Yeah, but like, I think in the bigger, maybe in different circles, like, mm-hmm. like, you know, yeah.
Well, at any rate, they caught the librarian, but mm-hmm. I'm annoyed because this was $8 million theft, and really, they're irreplaceable.
Like, irreplaceable. So. That's the sad part.
And all
we
got was like a few years of home, what do you call that? Home arrest? House arrest?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he was white, Sarah.
Oh, my. Well.
Right?
Do you think this falls into the same, this is like in the same, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, for the same reason that the people who damage the artifacts at museums don't get in trouble?
Yeah. Like, it's high society crimes.
What the actual fuck? I feel like, if anything, he should be like... Like... employee... Well, no, that's just like grounds for termination. Well, I don't know.
Well, whatever.
I feel like if you were like stealing from... If you worked at an office... And you stole all of these staplers.
Yeah.
And you were like selling all the office supplies off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think they would arrest you? Or like, you would get charged with like grand theft and like.
Maybe not for office supplies.
But like a computer, if it all added up to like a shit ton of money and you were like, yeah, that's why I kind of upped it, because like, you know.
I think you should. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. This seems crazy that he didn't get.
It's like white collar crime. It's a wink, you know?
Oh my gosh.
What a doofus.
What a doofus.
Anyway, I'm just glad they found that stuff. And and it sucks for the people who then bought it not knowing it was stolen, because then they don't get to keep it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What do you think they do? Do they give them their money back? How's that work?
I'm
think
there's
so.
There's got to be rules for this. I think yes, and here's why. Because when I had my scooter stolen, I had the option of filing a claim to get reimbursed for the price of the good. Even though that wasn't buying stolen property, though.
Right. But something similar.
But it's something that was, like, taken by the – like, that was seized by the police when they caught this guy.
Yes.
So, yes.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I actually think I already covered outdoor comedy. Didn't I tell you that? How, like, you need a roof to make a joke really work?
No.
How, like, the laughs just float up away into the air, and so it's, like, not the same.
Oh. I feel like maybe we talked about this, but, like, not really in, like, that way. But,
yeah, we
oh
probably
my
got
God.
Off subject. But, like, you know, because they're doing all these outdoor comedy shows, which is so great because, you know, they got to work, and we got to support artists and stuff like that. But, like, what they were describing is how when you're at a comedy club, there's an agreed-upon space where you allow comedians to say whatever they want. But now, like, it's filthy hoo-ha talk floating into the air.
Yep. And it feels too – yes.
It's too
open. Because the intimate part, that's why they love all those underground, like – basement cellars is always like the cellar, the underground, the like teeny tiny room in the back.
Yeah.
Like that's the
name
Bonzo of every
basement.
Single
basement.
Yes. That's every single comedy club. And it's the actual opposite of that.
Because think about it. There's not even windows in comedy clubs.
Right.
You know, it's just totally
it's designed
out.
To hold the joke in. That's so true.
It's a real bummer.
Man, it is. But you know what? Like, oh, no, go ahead. Go.
I was just going to say, Matt Neroni was texting me today because he was saying that Nate Bargatze, who's one of our favorite comedians, is doing like a drive-in show in Pennsylvania, and he wanted to go, but it's about, he said, $250 a car, which I get.
Oh, my God.
But, like, that's a lot of money for a comedy show, so that's hard.
I think that comedians should do, or if, like, as a viewer, what I really liked, like, I think that doing almost like a online where it's like just like how we do our live Q&As kind of thing.
Right.
Because I was on a podcast or like a show, like an online show for this comedian, Ian Bagg, who Susie and I have seen. And he's so funny. He's like he does crowd work, and he was the one who said you were wearing his favorite outfit, jean shorts with high heels.
Yes.
He was so funny. And I was cracking up. And if you were like a comedian who could interact in some way with the crowd, and I would pay for that. It was so fun. But I think you even almost have to like experience it because it was so – and like hearing him laugh and talk, like interact and kind of – like,
I mean, that was one of the most, what's the word? Just the most laughter I've ever seen at a comedy show.
When we went to his show?
When we went to his, the crowd work stuff.
Oh my gosh,
we
were dying.
It's just so funny.
It's so funny. Oh my God. Yeah. So, it doesn't work in that big.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Because they were saying, like, so much of comedy is about momentum. And so,
yes.
if, if your joke, if the reaction of the joke kind of dissipates into the air, it's hard to then build momentum off of it for your next joke. And that would be really difficult.
Right. Oh, so, my gosh. And then there's two. It's you know what maybe it is? Laughter is kind of contagious. And mm-hmm. when you hear at a comedy club, you hear the person in the back because everything echoes.
Right.
And you don't hear the person in the back laughing who might be like, you know, I bet slow claps also take longer to take off in stadiums than,
yeah, like
you
everything's
know.
Just diluted and.
Yeah. You need like a, oh gosh.
Well,
that's
think
hard.
About it. Like the way comedy clubs are designed, the chairs sometimes are, it's wall to wall people. So I don't know how they're going to adjust to the new situation. Because even when we can go to clubs like that, it's got to be different.
Right. Oh, God, yeah. Everything's going to be different, which mm-hmm. is really, well, I mean, it went to a good cause, but I won a charity auction that was like 10 tickets to more than that, maybe. I think it was like 10 to the Laugh Factory and like 10 to the Hermosa Comedy and Magic Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun to use in 2029.
Right. It's going to be a long haul for sure.
Yeah, hope they don't expire.
I read a great article that was about sort of the complexities of translating words, which always fascinates me.
Oh, yes.
And how...
I think about that words a lot.
Right?
It's a weird thing to say, but maybe other people are with me. Yeah. I'm like, I think about words. Because all they are symbols.
Yes.
And that is weird to me. Because if you really unpack that.
Yes.
Even without me getting stony. That's
right.
Weird.
Sober as a judge, it's still interesting.
Yes.
And that you assume sort of like, okay, this is a table, so that's our word for it, and it's whatever other word in this other language.
A mesa.
But it's not, it doesn't work like that. And it's very hard sometimes to find words that translate universally. And so they were doing this study about like what words work well universally and what don't. And so words that have meaningful associations with each other, like they gave the example of the word beautiful, they do these graphs where they can find like kind of like charts of association. So like the word beautiful has some overlap with words like love and delicate. And they just sort of, there's some movement there between them and they're harder to translate. Whereas words that refer to numbers and professions.
Uh-huh. Where it's something abstract versus
concrete. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Professions, quantities, calendar dates, and kinship, like my mom,
that?
My dad.
Yeah. Well, no, even like qualitative. Mm-hmm. No, quantitative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like...
Yeah, interesting.
Words that referred to animals, food, and emotions were less well matched in meaning, and which seems weird to me that an animal
less well right
yeah
what do you, less well matched in meaning
right so they don't have as much of that connection or association
right yep yeah
and then researchers found their algorithm could correctly predict how easily two languages could be translated based on how similar the cultures were.
Oh,
which is so fun because you think it wouldn't matter, but it does.
Because it's our relationship with something.
Yes.
Which is kind of cultural or...
Yeah. And they were really...
even geographical, which is what develops that. And then that language is created around that.
Well, and they said this is one of those things where linguists sort of knew this to be true, but they couldn't figure out a way to test it. And so that's why they found this the semantic associations to be so helpful because it showed... what the relationship was and why it worked and why it didn't. So they're just happy that they have confirmation.
Yeah.
You know how that is?
Yeah, like the dreams of we think that's what it is, but now we can actually
now
show
we
you
know
what's...
It. That, and that can then help us. It can help us communicate globally if we know what works and what doesn't better.
Yeah, that's that cool. You like we might have to translate something in a different way for a culture that is very different.
Yeah, from our own.
Which, yeah.
Don't you wonder that? Like, whenever I'm kind of obsessed with uncontacted peoples.
Yeah.
And I always imagine, what if you were in a situation where you had to try to communicate with people who had no frame of reference, and vice versa?
Right, because then that's exactly there. Is like, because if all language is a symbol for like how we interact with whatever the item is or whatever the concept is, and we're meeting another culture that interacts with that symbol or that item or symbol or thing differently than we do, then we'll develop a different relationship with that, and it'll be more difficult to translate.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and it's just sort of one of those things where it's like, okay, good to know, because then you can work with that information.
Yes.
So there you go.
Love it.
Lastly, I just wanted to say there was an article in the New York Times by Jen Guntner. She's a gynecologist, and she's always like dealing with trolls on Twitter and stuff. But she's great because she was talking about the song. I don't even know if is it WAP? WAP?
Oh, Suze, I have this written down as something to talk to you about. We have so much to talk about.
We do. Are you in? You love that song?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
Of course I do. And I have like a million arguments for why, and I love everything about it, and yeah.
Well, I just loved how she used the song as an entry point to talk about women's bodies.
Yes.
And how men like to shame women if they're too wet, not wet enough, don't orgasm quickly, orgasm too quickly. And so she sort of acts as this mediator of like, here's what's actually normal, and here's what you shouldn't put up with that bullshit.
Good.
Because, you know, the reaction to that song has been ridiculous from conservatives
ridiculous.
Who are clutching their pearls about it. Meanwhile, it's like, have you heard literally any Rolling Stones song ever?
Any song ever.
Period.
Period.
Right.
I can give you a million examples. And then if people are like, oh, but what if children hear it? Well, what if children watch porn? It's not made for them. We shouldn't just not have it. It's not for them.
Yeah. Right.
She's not the preschool teacher.
Yeah, right.
And if she were and she did that on the side, it still wouldn't matter. Just don't do it in front of my kid.
Exactly. I just love that. I love that we can use these sort of pop culture references to, you know, teach people about their bodies or about whatever is of importance.
Yes.
And also to say like, no, you don't get to decide what turns us on or makes us happy or that we're into, period.
Right. And I say it gives permission to enjoy that stuff to women who maybe were like, oh my gosh, it's like, we got a lot of work to do to like shed some of the shame.
Right, so because women's desire is always policed, and it's a bunch of bullshit.
Bunch of bullshit.
And so, you know, I love anything that sort of fights against that norm.
Yes.
That's my speeches for you all today. I hope you enjoyed.
I love it.
And I love you. Let's wind it down. We forgot to do that last time.
I know.
Oh, because we had a guest. That's why.
We had a guest, which was, I love that.
We learned a lot today.
We learned so much. We learned about birds getting high, singing some jazzy tunes.
Yes. We learned. Well, I really liked the song that you sang, like the tweet song.
My tweet scatting.
Yeah. So.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Sus.
I recommended a fantastic movie called Action Park, which I really want you to watch.
Can't wait to watch that.
Promise me to watch.
Yes, I was just going to say, we learned about terrifying roller coasters and things. I'm like, oh God, but that is
death traps.
Yep.
We learned about water on ducks in their buttholes.
Oh my gosh, I've already blocked it from my mind. So thank you for reminding me about Ducky's anal glands, and then like book heists.
We did.
And like that insanity and how like
don't steal books, people.
The punishment did not fit the crime. And like they were way too lenient. So
fuck that.
Yeah. So to fight back, you should probably join our book club.
Join it.
Because that's like the only thing we can do. Well, just read some more books.
And it's great because it's you can pay whatever you're comfortable with, $1 or more, whatever
Sliding
you want.
Sliding scale.
Reading should not be income exclusive.
Right.
And we have Zoom meetings every month. And we love you
so
guys.
So much fun. Love you guys so much.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.